Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do you ever ask for a discount when you're in a shop or maybe you're in a one-off boutique? Is it ever okay to ask for some sort of a drop in the price? I was talking to friends about this recently and I was surprised at the number of people who do, until I put it up on my Instagram account today, and like, it's remarkable the number of people who say they absolutely will ask for a bargain all of the time. Surely there's some times in some shops and stores that you just would never even dream of asking. 1800 453 106 is the number. Fashion stylist and journalist Laura Mullett is with us here today on the show. Laura, should we ask though, maybe that more frequently for a discount in shops?
I think there's no harm to put yourself out there. I think we can use a little bit of tact, Andrea, to understand the place and the time and, you know, that if it's fair to ask, so to speak. But there's something kind of a little bit of a rush, a little bit therapeutic about, you know, it takes the edge off maybe 10% here, 10% there. And it can be a way, I suppose, for retailers, like of smaller businesses, maybe to reward loyalty and to like really hold on to their customer base.
Do you ask, Laura?
I've asked before, yeah.
Have you?
Not in a long time. Yeah, I you know what, sometimes I end up being the middleman and asking for somebody else, because I suppose if somebody hires me, and I must have one of those faces that I can ask. But like, for myself, definitely years ago, I remember I was working in a boutique and it just wasn't a thing where they would have given staff discount or whatever. And one day I just asked because I felt like I was, you know, keeping the shop open, trying to buy clothes to wear to work. And there was no big deal at all. And someone doesn't care. You know, it was before kind of ambassador roles were sort of a thing.
Yeah.
But let's say if I was working for someone and if they've hired me to redo their wardrobe, they might have budgeted 700 or 800 euro. Like, if they're buying a lot of that in the one place, I think a discount is no harm to ask for. It can really make a difference. It can alleviate a little bit of pressure off someone. And, you know, for shopkeepers, like depending on the time of the year, you know, a lot of that might be going into sale. You might have just missed a window 2 weeks earlier or later where you could have really nabbed a bargain. So I think by asking, you're kind of doing yourself a favour, really.
What's the worst that can happen? What about you?
They can say no.
Yeah. What about you, Carith? Would you ever haggle on prices?
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon. Asking for a bargain or asking for a discount makes me feel horribly uncomfortable. My heart starts racing. I can't do it. But what I have learned to do on certain big ticket items, which helps me, is I tell people what my budget is. So it's not for clothes or everyday things. But if I'm doing something a bit bigger, I have done my research. I know what my budget is. And often I'll work with people and say, this is what I'm looking to spend. Can we make it work? And I find that people are really, really, if they want the work and the business, then they're very open to that kind of negotiation.
So where
but
would you
I
do that? What sort of trade then, or what kind of items are you talking about buying where you do that?
Oh, if I'm getting anything from, we had our driveway redone last year, to maybe at the moment I need my kitchen repainted, things like that.
Okay.
So things in and around the house and services that people would offer. But on clothing or things in a store, I just tend to wait for the sale.
I know. I would be mortified. I don't know if I have ever asked for, you know, a drop in price. And yet I know other people who do it and they're absolutely incredible at it. They nearly thrive on it. They're brilliant at it. Always get a discount.
I think if you're comfortable and you're, you know, it doesn't matter to you if you ask, and it doesn't matter if somebody says no outright, I just feel terrible. My heart starts racing. I just can't do it. But some people have the confidence to do that. I just tell them what I can spend.
Yeah. What about you, Caroline? Caroline McCarthy is the owner of a fashion boutique, The Fashion Studio in Galway. Do you get much of this, Caroline?
Yeah, we do actually, Andrea. Well, I mean, not a huge amount, but we do get occasional people coming in asking for a discount. Is there anything off it? You know, for loyal customers, and we do have a nice loyal customer base, we would certainly offer a discount to them if they ask. But really, if it's a one-off person you've never seen before coming in asking for a discount, no, we don't do that. And, you know, I think it's a psychological thing for people who do ask. I think it's like they just feel they want to get something off, even if it's down to like, and we've had this like an item for 45.50, and they say, could you just knock off the 50? The 50 cents. Like, what difference is that going to make?
It's a little win for them, is it?
Oh, it totally is. And you can see that they feel like they've really got
their
bargain on you.
Yeah.
Totally. But, you know, it's for small businesses like my own, you know, it does impact the bottom line, all these ad hoc discounts. And, you know, we do have sales throughout the year and we're happy to give discounts then. But just with new stock and new items, we can't really afford to give discounts.
Are you in, is it fashion? It's a clothes,
yes,
fashion boutique, is it, Caroline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason,
I don't know why, but for some reason to my mind, that's mainly when people would ask, is actually if they're buying something like a one-off item or a more expensive piece of clothing that they might then ask for it. You're never going to go into Zara and ask what's the best you can do.
Andrea, that is exactly my point in all this. It's so ironic that they would ask for a discount in my little shop and then they wouldn't dare ask for it,
yeah,
in one of the larger retailers because they'd be left out the door. It's just not done. But for some reason, they feel that they have, I don't know what it is, a little bit of power, and they think they can just ask you for a discount and you have to give it to them and end of story. So, I don't think it's very fair because, as I say, you know, and I always think in my own head, would you go to X shop downtown and ask for a discount there? And I know the answer is no.
It's no. Listener says it's always the smaller retail who's asked for the discount. It's never the big shops. I had a customer who came in with Brown Thomas bags asking for a discount on a €25 sale. Another listener says, when I was a kid, my mum would always ask for a discount when making a big purchase. Things like your appliances or your coats, even shoes when we were children. I used to be so embarrassed, but usually she got something off. All they can say is no. So needless to say, I don't do the same. Yeah, that story certainly rings home for me as well. Another texter here, John, he says, my mum-in-law passed away a couple of years ago. My wife and her sisters were with the undertaker arranging the funeral. And one of my sister-in-laws, who lives in Germany, asked if a second-hand coffin was available at a cheaper price. I didn't even know you could get. No, certainly you can't. What? No, that has... couldn't be right, could it? 087-1400-106 is the number. Listener here says, I'd never ask for a discount. I'd always be way too embarrassed. But I've been with people who've just straight out said, yes, you can do a better price. And they've never walked away without either a discount or something thrown in as well. I still wouldn't do it. That's according to Declan. So do you tend to get that, Caroline? Just somebody who'll say, well, yeah, you can definitely do something better than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think it's kind of almost, as I said before, almost like a little power thing. You know, they feel, yeah, they're buying something in your shop and they're entitled to something off it. And really, it's like, you know, anything. And if it's the smallest amount, it's just that they feel they have to get something for nothing, basically. And, you know, I've sold outfits in the past and they say, oh, you'll throw in the scarf with that. If they've had to try it on a scarf, you'll throw in the scarf. You know, I mean, it's just, it can be.
But there's got to be a power struggle there, Caroline, where you don't want to lose the sale either.
Well, that is the thing.
Yeah.
And I suppose people feel that they feel. And I've had people say, if I don't get a discount, I'm not going to buy it. I've actually had that said,
really,
in the shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caroline Rosenkranz is the founder and CEO of Barter Chain. Carla, do you think we've lost the art of bartering?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
And I'm loving this conversation so far. And yeah, what I'm chatting about is slightly different. But I don't think we've lost it. I don't think it's dead, but I do think it's been dormant for a long time. And I think barter touches on lots of the things that you were chatting about there, like rejection and failure and just getting used to it and even direct communication, all of that. So we're trying to bring barter back. And that definitely comes with negotiation. Not so much haggling, but a lot of negotiation.
So I think what we probably established today, and even I have a poll up on Instagram too about this, and like 55% of people say they'd be absolutely mortified to ever ask for a discount. But others say that they will do it when they're purchasing an expensive item. So is there just a sort of a psychological thing that we have that there are certain times where we feel this is okay?
Yeah, God, I don't know. I don't know. When it comes to discounts, it is funny because that's such a good point. You'd never ask Zara, but you might ask someone else. Like, I think there's a time and a place for all of it, definitely. But value exchange is slightly different, I think.
Just
you're not
explain
asking
it
just,
then.
Yeah, sure. Well, bartering is definitely different because you're not asking for a discount. You're saying, I will give you something in exchange for this. It's just not money. Yeah, but like together we would find the value exchange that works for both of us. And it's all about negotiating how much of my time or how many, you know, sessions of my service relative to yours. But it's definitely not about trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes. I think it's actually the exact opposite. We're figuring out how much exactly of our time, skills, energy, human capacities are fair for us to exchange. And it's just about being able to do things without money, maybe not being completely reliant on money. But that definitely comes with negotiating what our ancestors all did before money was a thing. Yeah.
So give us some, you know, the sort of the typical examples then, Carla.
Sure. So, well, actually, I'll give you some of my own examples. Right now, I am bartering with a yoga studio here in Westport, and I give them 6 hours of my time per month, front desk, checking people in, opening, closing the studio. And in exchange for that, I get unlimited yoga. So one of their memberships is just unlimited. You can come to as many classes as you want. And that's what I'm getting for 6 hours of my time per month. And sure, it's an absolute buzz for them because they're not putting on any extra classes. I just might be taking a space in a class. So it doesn't affect their bottom line, but they're getting 6 hours of my time.
But you're sort of a receptionist then, or you do admin for 6 hours?
Yeah, basically checking people in and out, setting the studio up, then closing it, locking up, all of that. But sure, it's such a buzz and I'm loving the human interaction. But that's one thing. So, and also I found because we were able to negotiate a deal that felt incredibly fair to both of us, this is now a long-lasting barter relationship. It's so fulfilling. We're going to be doing this for as long as I'm here in Westport. We'll be doing this. So yeah, there's something lovely about finding that deal that feels fair and the long-lasting relationship that can come from it.
What do you do with at Barter Chain?
So we have released an app basically that matchmakes people based on their skills and services. So I think the problem always with barter and exchanging value without money is that you have to find a person who has what you want and wants what you have. And that's difficult. And that's one of the reasons humanity moved to currency. But our technology will matchmake people. So it finds that person for you so that you can go off and do a cashless exchange amongst yourselves. And it's very like Tinder and Bumble. I'm not sure if you've used those. I have.
Except for skills and service.
Exactly. Services. You're literally swiping left and right, but not on faces, on other people's services.
Yeah. So I'm in the market for a painter at the moment.
Not quite sure what I
could offer them in the interests of fairness and balance. I probably can't guarantee them an interview, but I could maybe look at their social media account or something for them.
100% or public speaking skills.
There you go.
There's loads of skills you have to bring to the table. Yeah, right, but it's funny. I think we often don't know what we have to offer. That's something that's come up multiple times. But we all have skills. We all have different talents. Everyone, and I think we take them for granted a lot.
Are many people using it?
Yeah, so we launched a couple of months ago. We have nearly 3,000 people using it across 90 countries, and we haven't really marketed, so this is all organic. But yeah, it's kind of a grassroots thing, growing slowly but surely. And yeah, while I'm here, I'd love to tell people, if you're interested in it anyway, please do download Barter Chain, which we'd love to see.
Swapping
skills and saving money. Yeah.
Carla, listen, thanks a million for joining us here in Lunchtime Live. Kerith Caroline McCarthy and fashion stylist Laura Mullett there as well. Tell me, do you ever ask for a bargain? And when is it okay to haggle or to maybe say to, I don't know, butcher? If you're in Tesco this afternoon, do you ask for a discount or some drop in the price? Maybe you only do it when you're looking at booking holidays, if you're dealing with a travel agent or in a boutique. I'd love to hear your stories. 087 1400 106. Actually, tell me about the best bargain you ever got because you haggled. You can let us know. Do send us in a voice note.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.